Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. The New York-based Afro-Latin fusion group Yerba Buena is the creation of guitarist, bandleader, songwriter, and producer Andres Levine. The group's music features danceable grooves and a rollicking fusion of Latin styles from rumba and cumbia to rap and Afrobeat. Their new CD, called Island Life, is due out later this month, July 26th. And joining me is the group's founder and guitarist, Andres Levine, vocalist Cucu Diamantes, and vocalist and percussionist El Chino, the three of them sort of the core of the band, Yerba Buena. And to the three of you, welcome. And Andres, thank you for bringing some of the instruments into the band as well. We'll get a chance to hear some live music. I understand you did a lot of work producing people like Ricky Martin and David Byrne and Caetano Veloso.
Yes, I have been doing that for quite a while in New York.
And did working with people like that sort of lead you down this path towards Yerba Buena?
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, the inspiration for this band had a lot to do with my work in Latin music and urban music as well at the same time, and the idea of being able to mix both in one. I met Cucu about 7 years ago, and we decided to start the super band about 4.5 years ago. So it became more than just a musical concept. We decided to make a live band out of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you guys meet at one of these sessions that you were producing?
No, we met on the street in Miami, actually.
Really?
At a convention, yeah.
Oh, okay. What kind of convention? I mean, are there conventions?
I can't say. No, just kidding. No, a music convention.
All right. So you have musicians from Cuba, the Virgin Islands, the United States. I mean,
Colombia, Brazil, and some Eastern European.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Venezuela originally, and grew up in North Carolina, then continued growing up in Venezuela and finished growing up back in New York.
So that's it. You're all done. You're all done growing up. So with all of these different, nationalities represented in lots of different styles, you know, everything from Caribbean. I mean, you mentioned working with Urban Records. There's, you know, kind of hip hop and Motown and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What's the common denominator? What holds the band together?
Africa.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, the kind of underlying musical vein of this band obviously always goes back to Africa and how, you know, the blues, hip-hop, and rumba, boogaloo, cumbia, all those genres originally really came from a very simplistic version of that beat that came from Africa. So the kind of musicology side of this band is to find the common denominator in all these styles of music that seem so diverse, but they're really very much like distant cousins.
Right. All part of this diaspora.
Exactly.
Throughout the Western Hemisphere. So you're known as this kind of ace producer, you know, really good with the computer, the Pro Tools program that so many records are made on nowadays. But the band, Yerba Buena, is known for a kind of high-octane live performing sound. So what's the driving force here? Is it the sort of the regimented, really slick production technique, or is it the, you know, all engines at full throttle live show?
Well, I think it's really both. I mean, the records, the Yerba Buena records, are really made in a very organic way, and it is very, it's not really that regimented. I mean, it's pretty much like a 3-month-long jam session.
Hmm.
Obviously, the live show is its own beast, per se. I mean, we have anywhere from 7 to 15 musicians on stage. And the great thing about the band is that the main vocalists, the main front people like Cucu and Chino, are all very unique, different, and very powerful at what they do. So it becomes kind of a musical Cirque du Soleil on stage. And you know, we really, I mean, we really love what we do and performing. I mean, for me personally, it's great because I get to get out of the studio and play some guitar. And this is really what we do. I mean, we travel for many hours and get no sleep and do long sound checks like the one we did today to perform.
Okay. Well, you went through a long sound check to perform for us today, so I'll let you do just that. You've got, you did bring your guitar in.
I brought the guitar. Chino found an old drum that was here in the closet. And obviously...
But wait a minute. No, Chino, you're not playing the drum, though. You're playing the drum case.
He's drumming
the drum case. Yeah.
Sounds better.
He doesn't want to get his hands dirty, you know.
All right. So this is acoustic guitar, drum case,
yes.
and Cuckoo, you're going to sing, or are all three of you going to sing?
Okay. Yeah. And you're welcome to sing, too.
you don't know what you're getting into. Now, so let's. The song is called La Vida, La Life. Cuckoo, is this just the title? Is it in Spanish or English or some combination?
Kind of bilingual.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear a live performance by the members of Yerba Buena, sort of the core members of a larger band. The full group is playing on Wednesday evening, July 20th, at Irving Plaza at 9 p.m., celebrating the imminent release of their new CD called Island Life. Let's hear Yerba Buena performing live on Soundcheck this afternoon, a song called La Vida, La Life.
La vida no es como tú la pintas. La vida, la vida, la vida, la vida. No es como tú la pintas. La vida. If you like to live on the edge.
La life.
Or if you like to compromise,
la life.
Don't trust everything they say,
la life.
You gotta always read between the lines,
la life.
La vida es como un juego de ping pong,
pa aquí, pa allá, pa adelante y pa atrás, ping pong.
La vida es como un juego de ping pong,
pa aquí, pa allá, pa adelante y pa atrás,
ping pong.
La vida es como un juego de ajedrez. Si no tienes cuidado, te comen aunque seas el rey.
Ten cuidado, viene el tiburón que te come el corazón. La vida, la vida, la vida, la vida, la vida no es como tú la pintas.
La vida, la vida, la vida, la vida
no es como tú la pintas.
La life. Afuera bonche, esta es la yepa que te da más monchis. Y si no te gusta, vete pa'l Londres. Pa' que te laves y te saques
zombie.
Afuera bonche y no da sombres. Si me ves pasando en un omni. Porque hace 2 meses que vendí mi combi. Y mis viejos ya no tienen combi. Ay, no da sombre, ping pong.
La vida es como un juego de ping pong. Pa' aquí, pa' allá, pa' adelante y pa' atrás, ping pong.
La vida es como un juego de ping pong.
Pa' aquí, pa' allá, pa' adelante y pa' atrás, ping pong.
La vida es como un juego de ajedrez. Si no tienes cuidado, te comen aunque sea el rey. Ten cuidado, viene el tiburón. Que te come aunque tenga corazón,
corazón, corazón, corazón, corazón.
All right. Members of Yerba Buena performing live for us in our Soundcheck studio this afternoon here at 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. Andres Levine playing the guitar and singing. Cuckoo Diamantis also singing. And El Chino playing not our drum, but rather one of our drum cases and singing as well. And that is, I guess, a pretty good example, Cuckoo, of what you were talking about just before you started singing, of the different language, the mix of languages in this band. Are you really, you know, do you try and do something bilingual in every song, or does it vary with the songs?
You know, we live in a tongue twister all the time, back and forth, Spanish, English.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun for us.
Also, you know, Spanglish, we consider it to be kind of a new form of poetry as opposed to a bastardization of either of the languages. So we use, there's a lot of
Spanglish
back and forth. There's one song that we do that's called Bilingual Girl, where, you know, the verse is completely bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
Cucu, you can do it real quick. Claro que yes, I want to be there.
Claro que yes, I want to be contigo. English, Spanish, a mí me da lo mismo. Y si tú quieres a Ticho Alero, y si no quieres también. I can say papi, you can say mami. I say dinero and you say money. I say tomorrow, you say mañana. I tell you when.
So that's now the full band is obviously a lot bigger than just the three of you. Dre, you said that you and Cucu and Chino sort of the heart of the band. When you're performing next Wednesday at Irving Plaza, how many people will be out on stage total?
Well, next Wednesday is going to be a very special night because we'll have a lot of the, not only the core band, but a lot of guests coming through. So it's going to be, I'll tell you exactly. I mean, it's basically Chino and Cucu on lead vocals, Xiomara and Pedrito also on lead vocals, where the other two singers that are not here today. Bass, drums, Brazilian percussionist, Cuban percussionist, a Colombian harp and cuatro, a four-piece horn section. Alfredo de la Fe is going to play violin. Dead Press is coming down. Joe Baton's coming down. Fulanito's probably coming down.
Now you're into some of the guests who are coming.
Yeah, but they're going to be playing with us as well. So the core band's going to be about 13-piece.
My goodness.
And then you know, another three or four guests.
So you're getting into territory that's reminiscent of some of the great Afro-Latin jazz bands of the middle of the 20th century.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Yerba Buena shows have a lot of that influence and a lot of that energy mixed with, our kind of comical lifestyle.
Now, what does the name of the band, Yerba Buena, mean?
It means good grass that grows in our spirit and in our hearts.
Okay. Something's telling me I don't want to pursue this line of questioning too deeply.
No, you can pursue it. Yerba Buena actually literally means mint.
Mint.
Which is what they make the mojitos out of.
Mint. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's called Yerba Buena, and it's also something they drink in Argentina, like Yerba Mate. They also call it Yerba Buena as well. So it has a lot of meanings.
Okay. Now, in the case of this new record, which is due on the 26th, you mentioned there are some, you know, all of these guest artists who are coming on. Celia Cruz is on this?
Well, obviously, I mean, we've used a sample of hers in a song called Sugar Daddy, so she's singing her classic Azúcar.
About John Leguizamo?
Well, John, I figured everybody's inviting rappers to their songs, so why not invite an actor?
Mm-hmm.
And so we reached out, and he happened to be a fan. Actually, his mom or sister, whoever got in touch with him, was a huge fan of the band. So, he knew about us, and he came down, and we did. He became the sugar daddy, per se, in the song. The song's about a sugar daddy that has no money, so it's really about, money can't buy you love and the simple things in life,
Okay.
So he does a great kind of monologue in the song and sings along with us. So it was his first time singing, actually. So.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of the song Sugar Daddy. This is from the forthcoming Yerba Buena CD. It's called Island Life.
NY, baby, I am Dr. Anub Abri. You've tuned in at a very fortuitous time. Tonight, extra special guests Yerba Buena and their caravan.
Well, that's right record, wrong track. What was that?
That's Interlude. Actually, Ajay Naidu, and a really well-known actor, is our host on the record. His name is Dr. Arneo Babre, and he helps us with our island problems, so that's what you heard a little bit of there.
Okay, well, now let's hear John Leguizamo and the members of the band Yerba Buena.
I got my platinum metal card. We can go underground, undercover, under your wear. Because of my looks, I can't be seen in public. Come on, don't lie to me. I know Latin girls love their coffee with a whole lot of sugar. And giving sugar is my business. Marinate on that like marmalade, baby.
Lo que tú quieres que te compre un anillito, una casa con piscina y un perrito. Nena, yo te amo y te necesito, pero no puedo más con tus requisitos. Mira bien adentro de tu corazón y verás que yo sí tengo la razón. Que el amor verdadero vale más que un millón, más que un millón.
Sugar, give me my sugar.
That's a little bit of music. Now, this is the full band, Yerba Buena. Mm-hmm. The album is called Island Life. And when you refer to Island Life, the island of Manhattan, or are we looking a bit further south?
It's definitely the island of Manhattan. I mean, this record is inspired and dedicated to our life here in New York and to all the people in the city. And it's, you know, it's really where we got most of our inspiration. And it's a state of mind for us, you know, really. We, you know, a lot of the guys come from Cuba and, you know, go from one island to another.
Right, right.
So it's a real kind of, I think it's a very therapeutic way to see our life in the city, is just remember that you live in an island.
Right. Now, it's a funny little island. It has a long history of, you know, embracing cultures to an extent, mm-hmm. you know, when it wants to, from other places. But, you know, think of some of the great Afro-Cuban dance bands and jazz Definitely. Bands of past decades. The scene has changed a lot. I mean, for a while, it seemed like Latin music was the province of the Latin community and not the wider public. Mm-hmm. Now, with world music, it seems like some of those barriers have come down. I mean, are you finding when you put on shows, a Yerba Buena show, that it's kind of a mixed audience, maybe a bit more mixed as the years have gone on?
Yerba Buena, in a way, has always been very... The audience has been very mixed. I think when we play, I would tend to say that maybe a little bit less than half of the audience is Latin, the rest is mixed, or maybe a third, you know. So, you know, we represent that too. You know, we are all for globalization of music and breaking the barriers between, you know, the cultures and the you know, why does a Mexican have to hear only this kind of music? And
right.
You know, and
well, it's funny you should mention that, because, you know, one of the other really great bands that's sort of doing this thing of ignoring where Latin music is supposed to stop mm-hmm. is this Mexican group Café Tacuba.
Of
do you
course,
know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know them?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And it seems like, you know, in L.A. there's Ozomatli, and in mm-hmm. San Francisco, Los Mocosos. I mean, there's a kind of a real mm-hmm. Scene happening where it isn't just Latin music, mm-hmm. where it's just music, I guess.
Just music, yeah. I mean, we're, you know, our influences range, like you say, from a lot of places. And this new record has a lot of gypsy flamenco influence, which is another lineage that mm-hmm. we didn't really explore on the first one. And again, you know, Yerba Buena is all things are welcome, and we just, it's really the way who we are and the life that we live in the city.
Well, tell me a little bit about the piece El Burrito, which we're going to hear a bit of.
I like the way you said that.
I'm feeling a little hungry right now, so I said it with a little bit of feeling, you know, El Burrito. Cuckoo, you're laughing. What's going on in this song here?
No, el burrito, you know, we like burritos. We don't really like elephants. You know what I mean?
No, I have no idea what you mean.
So, you know, was so funny because we started a song in the bathroom. I was getting a shower and this came in and he listened the first melody. And after, you know,
Hold on. You're taking a shower and Andres walks in and starts...
He's my husband.
We're married.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right.
He's okay. Allowed to do that.
Okay.
I guess so. So, you know, I start singing the first melody, you know. Yo lo que quiero es un burrito. And Andres say, oh, that sounds good. I came out of the shower. We come out of the bathroom. Chino is in the living room. We have in the living room on the house a little studio, of course, to do, you know, to mm-hmm. to write songs. And we start writing the whole song, and that's it, El Burrito.
It's a song. It's a song about listening to your inner voice, you know, whenever you feel lost or without direction. So it's a very mystical song that some people can see it and say, oh, you guys wrote that about leaving Cuba. It's like, no, not really. It's about really listening to that inner voice in you that tells you
where to go.
Where to go.
All right. The album is Island Life from the band Yerba Buena.
Que me lleve lejos, que me lleve. Yo lo que quiero un avioncito.
some music from the band Yerba Buena. Island Life is their latest CD. It's actually out on July 26th. They're getting a little bit of a preview of it on Soundcheck this afternoon here at 93.9 WNYC and WNYC.org. Speaking with the sort of the core members of Yerba Buena, Andres Levine, the guitarist and singer, Cucu Diamantes, one of the lead singers in the band, and El Chino, who is another of the lead singers and also plays percussion. And Andres, there's been a lot written recently about an alleged decline in sort of Latin music since the 90s, when there was kind of a renaissance of salsa. Now that the famous Fania label is, it's just not in the stores anymore, and that RMM label, the other big labels, in bankruptcy now. What is the scene? What is the state of Latin music in America currently?
Well, that's it's a complicated question, but I think that recently, the last 6 months, has been a very strong resurgence with reggaeton, which has pretty much taken over, even hip hop almost to a certain extent. It's all over the charts, and finally, Latin music is selling records again. So it's that on one end that's happening. That, uh-huh. I think that's going to open the doors to a lot of Latin hip hop. And,
so that infusion, that new infusion of exactly. The African element into Latin
definitely,
music.
Yeah. And it's basically solca. I mean, reggaeton is solca music. It's Caribbean beats with, Spanish lyrics. And all those things are good. And obviously the Latin jazz scene is suffering just like the jazz scene. It has nothing to do with it being Latin.
Right.
And
what about this alternative, the Latin alternative? I mean, we mentioned this Mexican band, Cafe Tacuba. I mean, they're sort of held up as the leaders of the alternative Latin scene. There's there are heavy metal bands from South America who were sort of lumped in there together.
Yeah, I mean, that movement's been very interesting and persistent for over 10 years. A lot of great bands. I've actually worked with a lot of them. And it's a very interesting movement where they mix a lot of, rock, British and American influence with their own, musics and own styles. Mm-hmm. But it's never really fully caught on in the States. It hasn't really, it's very simple. I mean, you either sell records or you don't sell records. And, there's exceptions like, bands that make their lives just on the road. And unfortunately, that's a reality. And with after 9/11 and all that, the economy for bringing bands and them touring in the States has been almost impossible. So, that's kind of the state of the beast. And there's a great conference coming up in early August. It's called the LAMC. It's strictly about Latin alternative music. It's organized by a friend of ours. And if anyone's interested in that, they can go see that. There's a lot of great music coming out of Latin America and the States.
Mm-hmm. And Latin alternative music, do you see Yerba Buena as, sort of fitting in there?
Definitely. I mean, we're Latin and we're definitely alternative.
Definitely alternative.
I think, it's just like alternative in the early days of Nirvana just meant anything that wasn't categorized. So, yeah, I consider that we are alternative for now. And then, maybe in 4 or 5 years we'll be.
You'll be mainstream. You'll be the old guard.
We'll be all that you'll hear anywhere.
All right, the album is called Island Life, and you can hear it starting on July 26th. You can also hear Yerba Buena live Wednesday, July 20th, next Wednesday, at Irving Plaza at 9 p.m., and you can get more details online at yerbabuenamusic.com. To the three of you, Andres Levine, Cucu Diamantes, El Chino, thank you all for joining us, playing for us, and
thank you so much.
Have fun next week.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.